Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic. Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the Google Docs fish that was all over the place about a week or two ago. You know, everyone uses Google Docs. I get emails all the time. Hey, share this document with you. Come check it out, says conference organizer. Share this document with you. I need your input, says teammate. Share this document with you. Can you help me look at this, says my daughter about her homework. Everyone uses Google Docs. You get the emails all the time. Secondly, I don't know about you, but everyone else is really busy and really clicking, right? Click, 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 give me the doc, click, 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 onto the next thing. I only got a few minutes. So you combine those two things. Looks like everything else happens all the time with, you know, distracted clicking. And you got the perfect storm for phishing. But what was unique about this, and the tip to you on why you should look at it, is not necessarily the fact that it was a fish, but what they fished, what they stole. Take a look at this particular attack and try and think about what it might mean for the future of phishing and cybercrime. Specifically, here's what happened. You got that email. You clicked a button to open up the document. It came from one of your friend's Gmail to your Gmail. You open up the document. In the back end, you actually went to a page called googledocs.docscloud.info. Never trust info. That's just neither here nor there. But that's kind of suspicious. Not a Google page. It then prompted you to allow access to your Google. So you think you're still on Google. You're like, yeah, of course I'm going to allow Google to access Google. The attacker has now stolen, not your password. The attacker has now stolen, not your account. The attacker has stolen a API token, right? You have apps that access Google via the API. Those apps that access Google get this API token. That token works with OAuth. That token then is granted specific permissions. You just like read and write, right? Like, I recently did something on Fiverr, and on Fiverr I've got read to make sure I'm really me and get my contact information, but that's it. But you can get very granular and you can request a lot. And that's what these fishers did. They got very granular and they requested not only read, but also write, not only write, but also send. And then they used that token, your app, to send email as you to people in your contact books. And that's how it spread. Interesting. They got caught because they spread really quickly, right? They got greedy. They did this primarily, I think, because all controls make better criminals. They did this primarily because Google's getting really good with multi-factor and better authentication, so they had to think of something different to do. But so often when we think about a fish is trying to steal creds or trying to steal, you know, access to financial accounts, this use of an application token is very, very fascinating with me and has real-world applications to anything using OAuth. Twitter, the Microsoft stack, a lot of developers I know who make APIs use the same model, of course, Google again. So be very careful with those tokens and what you're granting access to and who you're granting access to. And be on the lookout for these types of attacks because I think that's probably a harbinger of what we're going to see going forward. No longer do you necessarily need to steal creds, but let me just steal a token so I can get in and do whatever I want, whenever I want. What do you think? Were you hit by this? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Cheers.